This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 past the hour, time for another adventure in health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida. Ken goes through all of the medical journals every week to try to synthesize. As a researcher, he knows how to read the language. And so he can take the information and sort of translate it to us so that we'll understand how the information applies to us. Because there's something usually every week for everybody, at least there was until COVID, and that kind of took over for a couple of years, and now COVID is languishing still there. So I guess we'll start. I see one COVID story in the mix here, and that comes from a question asked by someone: can you get COVID? Does COVID happen after you've had diabetes, for example, or maybe a turn it the other way around? Are you, if you get COVID, long haul or whatever, are you more at risk for things like diabetes and cardiovascular diseases? That's the question, Ken.
Well, the answer was published this week, Doug, in PLOS Medicine, and the answer is yes. And what these authors report after a large study of many thousands of patients with COVID is that in the aftermath of COVID-19 infection, we may have to worry more about lingering symptoms than just exhaustion and cough, which we all know about. Those are part of the long haulers, common symptoms, exhaustion and cough, which just persist beyond 1 month. But those who contract COVID-19, Doug, they face a higher risk of developing diabetes and cardiovascular diseases. And this is mainly through blood clots in the lungs. We call these pulmonary emboli. Through electrical instabilities at the top of the heart, we call these atrial arrhythmias, like atrial fibrillation, and also by clots in the veins of the lungs, so-called venous thromboses. These occur in the first 4 weeks after infection, and also the risk of diabetes. It remains elevated for at least 12 weeks. So all these horrible, crummy things can occur long after you get your COVID-19 infection.
So what do you make this week of the conversation and the reality from the Center for Disease Confusion about yet another new virus, whether it's connected to COVID or not? I'm sure you've seen all of this stuff, and the news media is whipping everybody. It's kind of like monkeypox. What's the big deal? Nobody's going to die from it, and very few people have it. So is that the case with the latest COVID branch?
Which exactly are you talking about? Are you talking about the newest sub-variant that's been identified?
Whatever the number is this week. Yeah.
Well, it's just reporting that in another country around the world, there's a new variant, and it probably will be here, and hopefully the vaccines will evolve and include these new variants. That was the promise when the first generation vaccine came out, that we'd be able to, Pfizer and Moderna said they'd be able to evolve these vaccines quickly. But now they're telling us we won't see a new vaccine till the end of October, and hopefully the newer vaccines will cover some of these variants. But, you know, we keep seeing new variants. I think that this is going to be something that's going to be around, just like in the Spanish flu of 1900s, we now have each year a new flu virus that we see. So this COVID-19, we're going to have to learn to live with it. We're going to see new variants, and we're going to have to evolve the vaccine and hopefully one day come up with a master vaccine. But until we do, evolve it like we do for the flu virus. I think COVID-19 will evolve into similar to the flu.
So I'm curious as to how the heat They were talking about all across the country, temperatures in Texas and Oklahoma, for example, this week, 115 degrees, temperatures in Europe way beyond where they were. And, of course, most people are linking it to climate change and burning of fossil fuels and all that sort of thing. My question isn't about
not everybody.
That.
Not everybody. Is.
Well, that's true. Yeah, not everybody. You and I might have find an exception to that. At any rate, the heat and what it does to us, is there more or less of a chance of having a COVID problem, or is heat a factor at all?
Well,
remember we talked about in the summertime, oftentimes these flus go away.
Again, it's only been around 2.5 years, so I don't think we have enough data points on the graph to conclude anything. But, you know, if you study the history of weather, weather fluctuates.
Yep.
You know, when it was too cold, it was global freezing. When it was too warm, it's global warming. You know, and now it's just climate change. You know, if you study the history of climate, it varies. There are times it's very cold, there are times it's very hot. Let's keep the air clean, but the fact that any of us control our climate, you know, I just don't see it.
It's a hard concept to swallow, but it's a religion is become
right.
Like
no,
a lot of
no,
other
there's
stuff.
No doubt we need to keep the air clean, but to make the giant leap to that we actually as humans control climate, you know, there's just as many scientists who believe it who don't, because if you really study the history of climate, you'll see that there's just this natural variation. There are times when it's very hot, there are
yeah.
times when it's very cold.
That's it. And then the people talk about global warming and look at how cold it is. Well, that's not the impact of global warming. It does. It changes. It makes the climate change. It isn't going to be warmer or colder. But, yeah, those are good points. Coming up.
But let's keep the air clean.
I'm all for that. You want to take a deep breath? We'll clean out the air in the studio. All right, Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll talk about drinking problems as we continue here examining what's going on in the world of health. Dr. Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Florida. By the way, if you want to talk to Ken, call his staff at 352-735-1400 so they can connect you to him, whether it be in a person account at his office or maybe online. Telemedicine is very much still in vogue, but you got to contact the office first. Easy to do. 352, it's the old-fashioned way. Call him on the phone. Hello, duh. Let's have a conversation. 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken. Now, there is a website associated with one of the sponsors. The word from Calitrin this week is that they've upped the game in the dog days of summer. Those of you who have chosen Calitrin or are about to choose Calitrin, you've gone through the website, toploss.com. You understand what it is that they're doing to support your healthy weight loss work. And so how about, let's try this for 3 months. You get 90 days free when you order 90 days. That's the deal in the dog days of summer sale. Find out why people are so satisfied with this product, why it feels so good to use it, and look at the results. Wow. Calitrin, the natural healthy choice to help you lose weight and, more importantly, keeping it off. No stimulants, no drugs, none of that stuff. The all-natural combo of collagen protein and digestive enzymes and aloe vera. What a find. You'll find it at toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You won't have to pay for shipping, and you get that 90-day deal. Check it all out. Lose the weight. Keep it off. Be comfortable and healthy at toploss.com. Time for a visit from the star of the show. It's, remember, you probably don't remember this, Elizabeth. There was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833 @TopLoss, or again, you can go to TopLoss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at TopLoss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. So as I made reference to some of the news this week from the journals about drinking and what happens, for example, this is sort of a behavioral thing. Youngsters who don't have companionship, what happens to them as they grow up according to this?
You know, those of you who like alcohol or marijuana, you're not going to like the publications this week at all, because they're not at all favorable for any of those habits. But what we learned this week in the medical journal Addictive Behaviors Reports, Doug, is that having friends in childhood actually may help keep you clean and sober as a young adult. There appears to be a link between feelings of loneliness in pre-adolescent years and adult drinking and adult stress levels.
Wow. Are you surprised?
How strong the link is, I am a little bit. So the key is having a lot of friends early in life seems to keep you sober later in life.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's tie that to having a couple of beers a week and what that does to your brain.
Yeah, this is a little bit scary because this is low-level, mild to moderate drinking, because we know about the bad effects of drinking excessively or binge drinking, either one. But this is in very moderate levels that people have thought is pretty reasonable. This comes out of PLOS Medicine, that drinking just 2 to 3 beers per week or 2 large glasses of wine per week, Doug, is associated with higher iron levels in the brain, very bad, and iron accumulation. This is linked with Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. And this is the first study to show higher iron levels in the brain with such low levels of alcohol consumption. It's beginning to look like any alcohol consumption may not be healthy to your brain. And I know for decades we've been talking about 1 or 2 for guys, 1 for women per day of serving of alcohol would be okay. You know, we don't encourage people to drink as physicians. We say that's what you're doing. We usually say that's moderate alcohol consumption. It may be actually healthy for you. But with some of the data studies that are coming out recently that we've been reporting, especially this one in PLOS Medicine this week, it's beginning to look like it's not safe to drink anything.
Water? Apple juice?
Anything with alcohol in it.
Ah, okay, all right. So that's Ken's focus on drinking problems. He's got a problem if you use marijuana. So we got a couple of different reports from that department, and we'll get to those and link them to a few other things, because drugs and drinking and marijuana, while we do all of these things, it's amazing. What do they call them? The sin products, I think. Dr. Ken continues another half hour coming up of Good Day Health.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Change after the hour here, the continuing focus on your health and well-being from the point of view of Ken Kronhaus at Lake Cardiology. He's a preventative cardiologist. He's at the top of his game. A lot of people around the country, the AMA and the American Heart Association have him speaking. He's pretty good at giving advice, if I do say so myself. He can say it, but I'll say it for him. And the advice is good. So that's why the connection to him at 352-735-1400, not only for cardio problems, but for general health and well-being questions. I think he's an excellent source. That's why he's here on Good Day Health. Okay, here we have a couple, three items that are connected to marijuana and drug use. I saw this study as well. Thought it was interesting that there are more. I don't know. I find it interesting, but I'm not surprised that there are more car crashes in states where marijuana is legalized for recreational use. That shouldn't surprise anybody, Ken.
Right. And again, these results regarding alcohol and marijuana, they're not my personal feelings. They're just what's being reported in the medical journals this week.
Well, to be fair, you're not a fan of using marijuana, right?
Well, only based on the medical studies. It's Doug, there's so much effort to make cigarette smoking illegal. So why should there be efforts to make marijuana recreationally legal? Explain that logic to me.
Well, because those who will support it will tell you that it's not, the tobacco products are completely bad. But using marijuana is not completely bad, because there have been studies that have proven that marijuana does this or does that. It helps you relax. It helps you sleep better. It helps people who are in pain, suffering from cancer, that kind of stuff.
I'm talking about just the recreational use. So you'll harm your health, but you'll get high doing it also. That's why.
Well, I don't think I'm not a user. You know that. I am someone who has contemplated growing it on my farm, but those were for reasons that had nothing to do with my belief, even though I do think it's helpful, and it seems helpful to some who have medical problems. I don't like the smell of the stuff. I've never used it. I don't. There's nothing about it I like except the ability to pay off the mortgage on the farm. That's about
again,
it.
Again, Again, I'm talking about the recreational use.
Yeah, no, I get
based
it.
On,
yeah.
Based on the
medical. So it's not any different than drinking, though, Ken. Look at how people who drink too much, they have car crashes, too. And that's legal.
All right. So, well, let's talk about what we now know about driving and the effects of legalizing marijuana. This comes out of the Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs this week. We learned that car crashes and deaths are on the rise in American states that have legalized recreational marijuana. Doug, marijuana, like alcohol, it changes how you feel and how you behave, and that changes how you drive. So as you're saying, Doug, you're not surprised. We all need to realize that driving after using marijuana is just a bad idea.
You know, when you're driving down some of those roads in Florida or up here where I am in New England, these narrow country roads, and you're at night, you know, I wonder every once in a while. I don't want to put that thought out there because I think thoughts are things. But, you know, you think these roads narrow, there's a yellow line in the middle. But what happens if somebody's been to the local pub and they don't really see the line? What are you exposing yourself to? What's your vulnerability? I think that's in that is for marijuana use.
Well,
drugs in general. All right, let's hold on. We'll continue this conversation because I think it's a good one. As we pursue your health and well-being on Good Day Health, Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
June Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mark your calendars this week. On Wednesday, the Fed meets to decide whether to raise interest rates. Jerome Powell will hold a press conference on whether or not interest rate changes take place. Many economists say that we're on the cusp of a recession. A fast-moving wildfire near Yosemite National Park burned out of control Sunday and had grown into one of California's biggest blazes of the year, forcing thousands of residents to flee. Roughly 2,000 firefighters battled the Oak Fire, along with aircraft and bulldozers facing tough conditions that include steep terrain. As the Northern Hemisphere is hot this summer, record high temperatures were set in at least four U.S. cities over the weekend. Boston, Massachusetts topped 98 degrees. Providence, Rhode Island hit 96. Newark, New Jersey scored a 100-degree day. and Reading, Pennsylvania hit 97. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you thoroughly read the Constitution of the United States, there is absolutely nothing in the writ that describes what Congress has done in creating a first-time ever January 6th commission. They're not lawyers. There is no cross-examination. Yet these people are taking away people's freedoms, like Steve Bannon, who left the White House years before January 6th and is probably going to jail because of January 6th commissioners' hate for Trump. So says Republican Representative Ralph Norman from South Carolina on Newsmax.
Well, it's no surprise on this. I mean, look at the history with Steve Bannon. He has testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee. He testified before the House Intelligence Committee. He testified in front of the Mueller Committee. And he just didn't comply with the January 6th because he knows it's a dog and pony show. This is all an attempt to smear President Trump. And so to attempt to make sure he doesn't run for president because they're scared to death that he could win. So it doesn't surprise me. I thought they would. He did offer late in the game as it was to testify, but they wouldn't take that. And so it doesn't surprise me. They're misdemeanor charges.
More immigrants die trying to get to the United States under Biden's open border policy. At least 17 people have died after a boat capsized shortly after midnight on Sunday in the Bahamas. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, second half hour of our weekly get-together. We have two Good Day Health Hours, one with Ken, one with Dr. Jack Stockwell. You can catch them all by going to gooddayhealthshow.com. Catch the podcast, catch the social media connections, ask questions. We have a lot of questions that we ask Dr. Ken every week, and we'll have more of a focus on those as this half hour continues. Meanwhile, back at the discussion of drugs and alcohol, we have car crashes that are a problem. There are also other things when you get right down to it that, the use of marijuana. I was thinking about Brittany Griner when I saw this because she's in jail in Russia because she had marijuana in her bag. She says she uses it because as an athlete she's got lots of aches and pains and soreness and this helps alleviate the problem. Russians didn't care. Should the rest of us? What do we, what is it supposedly, I'm seeing this doesn't look like using marijuana is good if you're a woman and you're an athlete.
Exactly. And let me just comment on, before we move to the next topic, you were talking about crashes and marijuana and alcohol and you're worried about people crossing the middle line.
Right.
What if you study this as a scientist, crashes, and you look at what point in time during the week there are the most car crashes of any time the whole week, When do you think the hour of the day, on which day, has the most crashes?
I would say Saturday morning at 1 a.m.
Well, it's Saturday morning after 2 a.m. where most bars will close at 2 a.m. And then between the 2 and the 3 a.m. hour is when the highest frequency of crashes occur at any point during the week. So it is what it is. And again, I'm not trying to take away anybody's fun and pleasure. I'm just reporting facts and letting you decide. So let's go on to talk about another study this week. Again, people are going to just love the scientific literature regarding alcohol and marijuana this week, because there's another study this week, which Doug was leading into, about what happens with regular marijuana use in female athletes. It actually hampers them. This comes out of the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research this week. We learned that medical and recreational marijuana use both has surged across America as more states legalize the drug. But for young female athletes, they may want to think twice before they take a toke, Doug, because there appears to be a link between regular cannabis use in fit young women to decrease their anaerobic power. This is a component of physical activity involving short, intense bursts of exercise. The study also found that people who consume cannabis products containing THC, that's the chemical behind pot's psychological effects, had a moderate increased risk of heart disease compared to non-users. The consumption method did not matter at all. So that's why, again, as a preventive cardiologist, it makes me wonder why we're trying to get rid of tobacco products and we're trying to legalize marijuana products, especially with this report this week in Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research. It's a bad effects. No matter how you get the THC on the heart, it's hard for me to understand the logic.
I understand. So, but that's the whole history of our country and thinking here. It's lobbyists. It's money. It's how much is being spent to legalize or make things. You know, they spend a lot of money contributing to campaigns, and that's kind of what rules the day, unfortunately. All right, let's take one more step into this world, Ken, because there is an obvious overdose death increase. And well, I guess the question here on the part of most people would be, what is, if it's not marijuana, and that's not what we're talking about here, we're talking about something far worse, are we not?
We are, and we need to talk about this. The CDC, which puts out a weekly publication, all medical students especially and doctors often read this. It's called the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. It's kind of a scoreboard of the health of the country. And in this week's, they talk about how drug overdose deaths are on the rise. The culprit is fentanyl. Illicit fentanyl, it's a synthetic opioid that is 50 times more potent than heroin and 100 times more powerful than morphine. It appears to be the primary driver of the sharp increase in drug overdose deaths. And the real concern with fentanyl is that just a single pill can kill you.
Right. And they're using that stuff. They're lacing all kinds of other drugs with it. I don't understand the logic, frankly, and this sounds a little facetious, but why would you, if you're a drug dealer, put this stuff into the drugs knowing it'll kill your customers? Doesn't make any sense to me. Does it to you?
It doesn't, unless there's an effort to kill the customers. And
Well, I guess anything's possible. Or who knows how people think about this stuff, but I find it, the world is crazy. People are nuts, and so on it
goes. Exactly. We're not making a greater effort to keep this out of the country. You know, who is trying to get this into our country? This is a really serious issue, and I don't think that there's the alarms have sounded loud enough to take this seriously enough.
Well, not only here, but all around the world.
To protect all of us.
Yeah. I mean, drugs are just a part. You wonder if you believe in a supreme being, why it is. And then people say, well, we have free choice. We make decisions. And I guess that's true. But why would you even want to try some of this stuff? Lee, man, it is really, it's ugly.
Right. Why are we allowing this to come into our country, period?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, some of it's made here, but the Chinese are the culprits, as usual. That's where it comes from, bottom line. They certainly are not our friends. In a moment, we talk about surgery risks for you if the anesthesiologist has been on duty for a long time, and apparently there aren't enough anesthesiologists to go around. So what's that do for you if you're having surgery and you need one of these doctors? We'll find out in a matter of moments as we continue here talking to Dr. Ken Kronhaus about your health and well-being. I'm Doug Steffen with an opportunity for you to listen to a story about an easy way, in essence, to buy life insurance. Many of you are concerned because you're not able to protect your family. You don't have peace of mind. Let's say you're visiting Ken, you're a cardiology patient, you got high blood pressure, maybe you got diabetes, maybe there are other cardiovascular problems, maybe you got other problems beside this. That is not a problem for the folks at Term Provider. They'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do it yourself. Get the best rate no matter what it is that ails you. Call Term Provider while you're thinking about it right now. 800-230-2777. Pretty easy number to remember, right? 800 is easy. 230 is easy. And 2777 is easy as well. Find out how Term Provider has helped so many tens of thousands of people in our country, many of them just like you, same predicament. No matter if you have diabetes, whatever it is, lose that weight, but also protect yourself while you're doing it. Call 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped kind of in your favor here. They're not going to do any health report on you. They're not going to do a physical. They're just going to take your name and address, and they want, obviously, give them a check so you get started with this life insurance coverage. It's less expensive than anywhere else. Term Provider. That's the way to go. Get them at 800-230-2777.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for a visit from the star of the show. Remember, you probably don't remember this, Liz, but there was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
A beautiful voice.
Thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here. past the hour now. Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Central Florida, where you can go visit. Any hotter there now than it is anyplace else. Oftentimes we used to think of Florida as what a horrible place to go in the summertime, but it's all hot and humid everywhere. So help yourself. Go visit him or connect with him at his office, 352-735-1400 for a teleconnection. Zoom medicine is the state, the new state of the art, if you will. So now some questions here for Dr. Ken. Fruit. And what it does to help fight depression. How is it? I know I like fruit. I eat a lot of fruit. Some folks, Jack Stockwell, says that some fruit has too much sugar in it, and it has the same negative effects as any other sugar. There are different kinds of sugars. So would it be that the sugar helps you fight depression? It looks like that's sort of the background of the question on snacks here, Ken.
Well, before we get to the publication this week in the British Journal of Nutrition, which actually answers your question, let me just comment that, in my humble opinion, the natural sugar that you have in fruit, not the sugar that might be added to the fruit juice, but if you pick up an orange, you should in no way be in any way concerned about the sugar there. It's just the calories. Put it into the caloric count of the day. But other than the calorie content, that sugar in natural fruit, in my humble opinion, is healthy. It's not like the refined white sugar that you really have to see as a treat. But let's get on to the question that you asked about eating fruit for helping to fight depression, because this is wonderful bit of news from British Journal of Nutrition, especially those of us who like to have frequent servings during the week of fruit. Because what we learn is that people who frequently eat fruit are less likely to report symptoms of depression, Doug. How often people eat fruit, it seems to be more important than how much they ate. However, people who eat these energy-dense and nutrient-poor processed savory snacks, which should only be treats like potato chips and pretzels, they have worse mental health than the people who snack on fruit.
All right, there it is. Folks, that's a clear answer to that question. Now, next, Joe Biden said this week that he had cancer. And, of course, as soon as he said that, news media goes to the wall. What? Joe, he's dying. What's he getting? No, and then it turns out he's talking about a cancer that he had when he was young. He lived in Delaware near where there was a nuclear power plant, I think. And so my question here for you isn't necessarily about Biden, but is it possible to have either little cancers or significant cancers when you're younger, and because you're growing, the healthy body that you're creating will help to ward off a cancer more so than if you're older and your body's not in as good a shape?
Well, cancer is cancer. It's not something to celebrate at any age. I think the president was referring to the oil industry when he referred to his own cancer, and we'll have to wait on further clarification on that. But, I think cancer at any age, children often have the ability to fight illness and recover better than old people. But, it's just something you don't want at any age, for anyone.
Yeah, that's a question. Yeah, amen to that. Okay. A question about high blood pressure and hypertension. Are they one in the same?
You say potato, I say potato.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yes, it's the Good Day Health Program on the air with Dr. Jack Stockwell, eminent Nooka chiropractor, eminent GAPS practitioner, eminent husband of Mary. All of those good things going together. From his clinic in Salt Lake City, he brings us information and part of the info, or maybe all of it. I can say handily that you're here in part because of the support of Calitrin, the weight loss formula that is stimulant-free and drug-free. You don't have to have any more crash diets, no drugs, no stimulants. Calitrin is the all-natural, healthy way to help you lose weight. More importantly, to keep it off, because that's the hardest thing to do, Jack, isn't it? Once you lose the weight, it's so hard to keep it off, because people go back to eating ice cream before they go to bed. Yours truly is.
Well, that's it. Their lifestyle doesn't change. You know, they go through extreme conditions, almost Spartan conditions, to lose the weight, and then when they've lost the weight, they start slipping back into the thing that caused the weight.
Right. So you'll go to toploss.com to find out how you get on this Calitrin program. Been around for 25 years. Certainly a wonderful combination of all natural things like collagen protein, digestive enzymes. Jack talks about that all the time with his own enzyme product, Long Life Energy Enzymes. Those are part of it. So that's a good combination, actually. The Calitrin and the Long Life Energy Enzymes. That'd be a good way for you to keep the weight off. Check it all out at toploss.com. Right now, special deal for the summertime, the early summer. Buy as much as you want at the regular price and get an equal number without having to pay for it. So it lasts for a long time and you support yourself. And those enzymes, as I said, are good too. You get those at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Okay, so here's the story of a Georgia woman who was paralyzed after 4 arteries came apart during a visit to a chiropractor. This happened on ABC News, 25 25, 30 years ago, and the chiropractic profession went into some kind of protective mode because everybody thinks that all chiropractors are the same. And in fact, with the number of people that go to chiropractors and get adjustments to their neck, this lady has got a GoFundMe page because she's paralyzed. So what's your read on this? She had cardiac arrest and a stroke and that kind of stuff, and so she was revived. She needed surgery. So what would contribute to, from a Nuka chiropractor's point of view, which is basically it's not neck manipulation like the traditional chiropractor, but so what do you make of this? I guess I'm asking for some help because I don't want the chiropractic profession to get a black eye because of something that was done wrong by one person.
You mean the way the medical profession gets a black eye for the medical malpractice problems day by day? The number of people who die from drug overdoses that they shouldn't be getting, not recreational drugs, but the number of people who are misdiagnosed. This is a battle for turf. Now, to answer your question, though, let me tell you this. This has happened maybe 2, 3, 4 times since I became a chiropractor.
Almost
every case, they found out that these arteries were almost through dissection themselves at the time this took place.
What does that mean?
A dissecting artery is where the arterial wall is breaking down for a number of whatever reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And that this happened at the same time someone was given a cervical adjustment. And I don't know what kind of adjustment it was, but the majority of chiropractors do pretty much the same thing, which, of course, is not what I do.
No, not at all.
And I'm not trying to distance myself from these guys in the sense of any liability, but when these things have been more fully investigated, they'll find out that the arteries in the entire body are having problems, not just the ones in the neck that already had started to break down and were heading towards an aneurysmal kind of experience anyway. I'm saying that this is more of a coincidence than anything else, because hardly is there ever enough energy applied to the neck the way most chiropractors work to cause something like that to happen.
All right.
When you think of all the rear-end collisions, when you think of all the circus and the amusement park rides and all this kind of stuff, is far more deleterious than the neck.
Snapped around an automobile accident, that kind of
exactly.
stuff. All right, quick comment on Brittany Griner's use of cannabis. Medical cannabis does what? Why would people be prescribed medical?
Well, there's a lot of good reasons for medically prescribed cannabis. It's anti-inflammatory. It's very calming for the entire nervous system. It stimulates the release of certain kinds of prostaglandins that contribute to healing. And the problem is, this is an effort by the pharmaceutical industry to stop something that's extremely cheap from getting into the marketplace that will do what drugs do without side effects.
Dr. Jack Stockwell from Salt Lake City here. Yeah, Doug Steffen, good day. It's Good Day Health, and at your service at 59 after the hour.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.